Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He's our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, Daryl.
I miss coaching rankings.
No, I just CBS did this thing, and they were like, "Who are the worst coaches of all time? Of the century?" And Urban Meyer won the award.
Oh yeah, I mean layup. I mean in the NFL, yeah, that's a layup. That was a disaster, by the way. I predicted the day it was hired. And he did not disappoint.
No, he didn't disappoint. That's a fact. So, hey, we played a couple of things that I'm sure you heard yesterday. One came from Jerry Jeudy, where he and our buddy Jeff Shudell kind of got into it a little bit.
Uh-huh. Were you standing there for that?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
Well, I did watch this film, and Jeff was right. So there weren't a lot of guys open.
So what'd you make of that?
Here's what I made of it. That every receiver believes he's open and has an opportunity to make a play. So I certainly understand where Jerry's coming from there. But the reality is that Ravens secondary stuck to them like glue.
My question is that room just getting a little testy? Because I didn't think that question was that crazy. He was, and by the way, I thought Jeff presented it as, hey, man, you guys played against a pretty good defense, so you kind of have an excuse for not being open. He didn't say that, but, I mean, that's what the way it came off.
Yeah. No, I don't think testy is I don't think we're there yet, although, you know, we're getting philosophical quotes from players already, and it's week three, so – we got that today from Grant Delpit, but you know, I think that.
Wait, what was it? If you're going down that road, tell me what it was. Yeah,
just about opportunity. You know, one opportunity creating another, and then another. Because I had asked him about being a believer in the big play, right? I mean, because we haven't had a big play from the Browns the first 2 weeks, offense, defense, or special teams, and so. I was just asking, you know, are you a believer? It just takes one big play in any phase of the game that can, you know, really get the ball rolling in a positive direction. Because I kind of feel like they just need something to go their way. They just need something to pop for them in any of the phases. And speaking of not liking questions, so I asked Bubba Ventrone about, you know, just having to deal with problems since he got here on special teams. And he said, well, in 2023, I thought we were pretty good. So that's not, that's not an accurate question. And look, all I know is special teams was an unmitigated disaster last year. And we are 2 weeks into the season this year, and it's an unmitigated disaster again. And that's the whole reason they fired Mike Prefer, to bring him in to fix it. And in my opinion, I don't think Bubba Ventrone has held up his end of the bargain and gotten special teams fixed. So, and you know, it just seems like every week he's having to problem solve. So, okay, maybe at 0-2, yeah, things are getting a little testy.
You're looking for a week where something doesn't go wrong on special teams, right? If a good special teams week is things just go the way they're supposed to.
Jeff, it's week two, it's week three, and I'm looking for just anything not to go wrong right now for this football team, if we're being completely honest about it. Because it just feels like through 2 weeks, you name it, it's pretty much gone wrong for them.
I think what stinks is that the defense really hasn't gone wrong. And I don't want to hear about 41 points because 21 of those could have easily been counted against the offense. This defense is giving you a chance to win every week.
Yeah.
How do you fix that? What can they do to fix the offense? Fix it.
I just don't know if it is fixable. I think they have what they have, and they got to make the most of it. And I don't know what there is to make the most of it with. You know what I mean? Like, and looking at the schedule, I mean, certainly things don't get any easier this week offensively. You got to face this Green Bay Packer defensive front that gets after the quarterback. They stop the run. I mean, I was like 33 in 2 weeks. They have, I want to say, 33 pressures, 18 quarterback hits, and 8 sacks. Good luck, Joe Flacco. Enjoy that Sunday. I mean, and you know, talk to Joel Bitonio today, and he's dealing with a sore back. He's not going to practice today, he told us. But he's hoping that he's going to go on Sunday, and it's similar to what he has had to manage in previous seasons. But, so he's a little banged up. You're having to give DeJuan Jones plays off in games now. That's not a great scenario. Jack Conklin.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Is dealing with that elbow injury. So other than that, play was great, Mrs. Lincoln.
Okay. You were there when DeJuan Jones made his comments today. What do you make of all that? And is it an indictment of DeJuan? Was it some kind of message Kevin was trying to send? Is it a health thing they're looking out for? What was it? Because and let's be fair here. He's what, Daryl, 6'8", 375, trying to lose weight? Clearly, if you're 6'8", 375, you probably need to lose weight, and you're not in great shape. Yet, they want all these offensive linemen to be absolutely huge.
Well, I mean, he is a mountain of a human being.
He's a large man.
At the same time, but here's the other thing. He has lost weight. He has, tried to reshape his body a little bit. And you can see that just looking at him. He does look drastically different than from when he was a rookie, in that regard. I don't know if there's a blame game there to play, Jeff, or not, with it. Look, he's got the talent. I mean, Joel even mentioned it today. He's like, watching his film and he just laid into Roquan Smith, and I'm watching that and it's like, man, can we get that every play? He's got the talent. He really does. It's and I don't know if it's a a conditioning thing or if it's just a biology thing that he's just a big guy or whatever. Like, I don't know what it is, but he does have the talent. And so if they can find a way to harness that talent and get that out of him on a consistent basis and in a situation where he can be on the field in a consistently, right, where they're not having to give him a spell for 10 to 15 plays a game, right, then, you know, there's a lot there. But, you know, I want to be fair to him. I don't want to unfairly put it on him. But, you know, he is in control of his own destiny here. And so, you know, he has made effort to get himself in better physical condition. And, you know, I don't know if he needs to make an even more of an effort than he already has. I just don't know. And again, I want to be fair to him, but at the same time, like if you watch him, you can see that there's a tremendous amount of talent there.
Daryl, they will change quarterbacks when?
I'm still circling that London game is a week to watch.
Okay.
Before or after, Daryl?
The London game would be the change.
For that game.
But I what's that?
For that game.
Yeah, for that game. Okay. Yeah, for that game. I would stick with Joe Flacco as long as you possibly can. I posted on X today. You're just seeing some clips. Circling around. Steve Harvey was, I think it was on Ryan Clark's podcast or something. He was talking about Shador and not really understanding why Shador's not. He's not ready, okay? And I don't know if Dylan Gabriel's ready either. But I'm not in a hurry to put either one of these guys on the field because what I'd like to see happen is when they get put on the field, they're in a position to succeed. Like they're not rushed. It's not a premature situation. Circumstances aren't forcing the Browns' hand because they clearly have a plan here. And I understand fan skepticism was like, oh well, gee, you know, the Browns have a plan, and the next time they have a plan that's actually a good one will be the first time. But like, I'm willing to give them the grace here of like they've got a plan for both of these rookies. So like, let's allow the organization to go ahead and execute that plan. And, you know, let's not be in a rush to put either one of these kids on the field if they're not ready yet or if the organization isn't ready to put them out there comfortable. So from my standpoint, because I didn't have a lot of expectation, especially offensively for this team this year in the big picture, I'm not in a hurry to make changes at quarterback. I really am not because – I just see it for what it is, and I just don't honestly believe that if you make a change of quarterback, all of a sudden your chances of winning now improve. In fact, I think they get worse because you're talking about third and fifth-round picks here. So, and I know you guys have been talking a lot this week. Other shows you don't talk about this. I get it, but just from my standpoint right now, I'm not crazy about putting either one of these rookies on the field for a couple more weeks.
Daryl, thank you, buddy.
You bet, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.